Good morning, Noel Livingston from the Lion's Head and White River incidents. Hope you're all well this morning. I wanted to give you an update on incident status of both fires today. Starting off, we recognize this morning the significance of this date in our country's history and the significance of that to the firefighter. 9/11, 19 years ago, saw the tragic loss of a lot of lives of our citizens, as well as 343 firefighters from FDNY going into the Twin Towers to attempt to save lives. And we talked to our firefighters about, you know, that bond and that bond back to tragedy and how that sustains our fire personnel as they go into incidents. So I just ask them to think about that. I ask you to think about the firefighter today that's out there on the line working for you. Relative to our incidents, overall we had a good day yesterday. I'll start out with White River. The fire stayed within containment lines for another day. We're out there patrolling that, cleaning up some. We've downsized our presence there significantly, but all is looking well. So very, very pleased with the status of the White River fire. Over here on Lion's Head, certainly a very busy day. Going around the fire, I'll start over on the western flank in the Detroit, Idana area. Had folks down in there again yesterday working on making sure we could continue to protect the structures that we had been working on the night before throughout that shift. All that went very well for us. We also were able to get down on the south side of Detroit Lake in a number of cabins that are there on the Forest Service ground, private cabins. Got there just in time and were able to protect all those structures. So that was a good piece of work. Also worked on structure protection coming back up the Highway 22 corridor back to the east, out around and down south of the primary incident in anticipation of further fire growth. On the eastern flank of the fire, very busy day. On the Warm Springs side, we had a significant burning operation on this northeast corner. We're going to end up using 515 as an anchor. We tied across to that with some burning. The burning went well. Definitely put up some smoke, but no problems holding that. That's going to give us a good solid anchor as we try to figure out how to develop a line across the northern flank of the incident, working to keep fire in check from coming back down off the northeast side of the incident. To the south, kind of the similar operation. Working on some firing down in this corner. Again, to anchor that back into some lava fields so that we have a check on this corner. There have been questions on why are we burning on this side of the fire when there's active fire growth and homes at risk on the west side. And we're truly balancing our efforts there. We have to have a solid anchor back to the west, to the east as we get a westerly flow. That's starting to set up today. The winds have shifted. The high winds are no longer in the forecast. We're anticipating more of a westerly influence of wind, which is more typical for this time of year. But what that's gonna bring back into play then is fire growth back out to the east and toward communities, values at risk. We wanna make sure we have a good solid anchor here as we continue to do the work on the west side of the fire. We're coordinating closely with the incident command teams that are managing the Beachy Fire and the Riverside Fire to ensure our efforts are coordinated and that those things link together in terms of that larger plan going forth for the next weeks, most likely. That's the end of our report for today. I anticipate having a good day. Oh, I did want to mention with that westerly wind, we're now going to see all of that smoke that's out over the ocean, that's piled up in the Willamette Valley, etc., off to our west, start moving in our direction. So we anticipate multiple days of a heavy smoke impact, mostly just the smoke that's been created coming back over the top of us. Thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow.